A lawsuit was filed against Secretary of State Ruth Johnson this week, Jack. The lawsuit challenges Johnson's instruction that voters who show up on Election Day should be asked whether they are U.S. citizens. The coalition filing the lawsuit says that the requirement violates equal protection rights and the federal voting law. Jack, what do you think is going to happen with the suit?
Well, this is primarily an ACLU suit, although some other groups have joined in. It's very unclear what will happen. It's in federal court. The first thing to wonder about is whether there's going to be some kind of injunction that prevents the Secretary of State from doing that in this current election. There are some grounds to think that even if the federal courts and ultimately the Supreme Court approve of voter ID, they may not approve of what Secretary of State Ruth Johnson has been doing. It's sort of been chaotic, if you recall, in the August primary. At first they said you had to check this box, and then instructions went out later in the day to clerks saying, well, if the voter doesn't want to check this box, you can just tell them that they have to be a citizen to vote. There's a lot of chaos, and apparently people who apply for absentee ballots don't have to check the box, so it may not be equally applied. So it's sort of a confusing situation.
Now, voters are not required to check the box, although in order to vote, you have to be a citizen. Why does Johnson want this question on the ballot?
Well, there's a lot of confusion about this. She says, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson says, she wants to prevent people who are not citizens from voting. And indeed, there seems to be some confusion. People were asked if they wanted to register to vote when they applied for driver's licenses for a long time. Some immigrants who aren't citizens can get driver's license. They may have been confused. And according to the Secretary of State, 54 people who were not citizens did cast votes in Michigan. Pretty small compared to a total voter pool of 6 million, but still she thinks it's not right. Some people think this is an effort by Republicans to suppress the vote, from intimidating even immigrants who are citizens from voting, and some people think it's just a political ploy to show that she's strong against immigrants who aren't citizens or potentially illegal immigrants. The motives aren't really clear, and the result really isn't going to be clear for a while.
Now, Governor Snyder left for a 10-day trade mission to China yesterday. What does he want to accomplish on this trip?
Well, he wants to accomplish two things primarily, and it's a pretty open agenda. He would like China to buy more stuff from Michigan, and he would like more Chinese companies to invest in Michigan. Right now, there's about $2 billion a year in goods and services we export to China. He'd like to ramp that up, but dealing with Chinese investors is all a matter of building relationships. You just don't go over there and sign a deal, and so it takes some time. Governor Snyder had dealings with China in the private sector when he was a businessman and a venture capitalist. Former Governor Jennifer Granholm never went to China, so Michigan may be starting a little bit behind, so he's just trying to boost that.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.